So I've had the pleasure of being able to see both sides of how I think now. So so I've had the instantaneous thought of blah, 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 you know, and then I've, you know, had the other thought of, oh, well, I have the opportunity to do this. And when you're in the midst of frustration, it's really interesting to try to get yourself to flip. Like, I was yesterday, I got myself to flip, right, where I was viewing it from a different angle. But it's still, I can still feel the energy, the frustration energy in my body. How is it that you get rid of the very first reactionary energy? Because even though I'm still, you know, being able to, I start having the thoughts of, oh, this is good and whatever, I still have the initial, like, energy inside my body. And I know that that vibration is still being, you know, thrown out there in the universe. Even
actually,
though,
that's not true.
Really?
For the level you're at. So when you have a negative emotion and you don't create from it, what does that mean? That means when you feel dishonored but you don't yell or spew it forward or pay it forward to somebody else. When you feel disappointed that somebody judged you unfairly, you don't lie to them, you don't sneak around behind them. That's creating from negative emotion. All of evolution we have created from negative emotion. It's allowed us to explore darkness so that light might be a choice. For the first time in human evolution, we're actually in a place, not the whole world, but us in this room for sure. We're in a place where we can actually process negative emotion and not create from it. So the answer to your question is by being conscious but not reactive from the negativity. Now the answer you don't want is that you want to know, well, how long does it take? How many times do I have to feel bad and not do anything with it? Well, we don't know. We're the first, we're the pioneers. We're it. All the people before us had to be stoic. And they either locked those emotions away or they let them come out in violence or alcoholism or theft or dishonesty or betrayal or cruelty. We're the first generation of humans that will just feel bad and not create horrible things for them. This is what the evolutionary process is. So instead of wondering when's it going to end or why am I feeling this again or how do I get rid of it? Well, you first, you know, you can tap. That helps you not backlog it. But basically, what if you could just be conscious with it and see that it really isn't affecting you? It just feels bad, right? You didn't make any bad decisions. You didn't go tell anybody. You didn't sabotage yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that kind of new behavior?
Yeah.
You know, previously, all of us would feel bad, and we'd spread that out and invite other people to feel bad with us. Or we'd mess up our money, or we'd mess up our health, or we'd mess up our schedules. You know, we'd do something and create from that negative feeling. So how long do you need to be conscious with the negative emotion without creating from it? I don't know, because we haven't done it yet. Let me know. But here's the thing I'll tell you. If you can lovingly, compassionately be with the negativity within yourself, you are expanding your heart and your mind into a space of non-judgment for others. But if you can be non-judgmental with you and the human experience, how powerful is that? What if you can just say, oh, look at that. I'm kind of pissy and hot flashing and bitchy today. But the truth is, I'm not going to create from it. I'm also generous and kind and proactive. And this is just my human experience. It's kind of like, you know, your bodies are going to age whether you want them to or not. Who are you going to be in the aging? Who are you going to be? So this is your first time on Earth to get to be somebody different in negative emotion. How cool is that? Pretty amazing, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll hear me say, because my baby is moving soon, that I'm very forgetful. Am I creating forgetfulness? No, because I have no attachment or charge on it. Or I'll say, oh, I'm flashing like crazy, and I find humor in it. Now, if you wind that back a few years ago, if I said, oh, you know, I'm hot flashing, please feel sorry for me or something, I would be creating from it. Now I'm just like curious about the whole process. And when I say I'm forgetful, I'm like, you know, if that's the worst thing that happens to me and the biggest change of my life. But do you get the vulnerability? Mm-hmm. Now instead of defending it, using it as an excuse, needing you to feel a certain way about it. I'm just putting myself out there, feeling safe being me. And that's a really new level for me. And I didn't get there until I could make peace with feeling bad. Guys, we don't know how these bodies work. Sometimes you feel bad. Sometimes you feel petty. And you don't know why. That's all. But you don't have to believe it. You don't have to stay in it. You don't have to create from it. You don't have to do anything with it. Just acknowledge it, love it, accept it, and then it'll shift. Make sense? This is that stuff about loving your brother. Well, you gotta start with you. And it doesn't mean you're gonna love yourself when you're all perfect. Not this planet, not these bodies. Can you love yourself in all the chaos? When you can do that, life's a lot easier. So accepting your negative emotion within you, without attachment, without story, without creating from it, that literally is, you know, one term for it is Christ consciousness. Another term for it is non-resistance. Another term for it is peace. You can know a level of inner peace even when your emotions are wild. You can know, well, this is not going to create. This is not going to last. This does not define who I am or my life experience. It's just part of being human, like if you're burping or nauseous. You know, these bodies do goofy things. Well, so do our emotional bodies. That's all. Gee, darn, it should be more dramatic than that, shouldn't it?